Good afternoon and welcome to Forest FM 92.3. I am your host, Kieran Urry-Tuttiot, and I'm with you here till 6pm playing you the greatest tunes from the world's greatest singing competition, the Eurovision Song Contest!
This is Regina Ósk.
This is Fredrik Ómar.
And we are Euroband.
From Iceland.
Hi, this is Alfred.
Ana María.
From Spain. You are listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Hi, this is Greta Salome from Iceland. And this is my song, Hear Them Calling. Enjoy.
Can you hear them calling? Oh, they're calling out tonight. Now the skies are burning. Burns all right. We shiver as we step into the cold, cold night. Then we're running, we are running now. I hear them calling me, I hear them whispering. They're singing now, we are coming home. I hear them calling me, I hear them howling. Singing now, we are coming home.
Criminally robbed at the 2016 Eurovision Song Contest in Stockholm. That is the Icelandic entry from Greta Salome and Hear Them Calling. Now, it still shocks me at how that did not qualify out of the first semi-final. Yes, of Eurovision 2016. I was in Örebro in Sweden in a hotel, making my way with Rob from Gothenburg over to Stockholm. And I was watching it in the hotel at that time. And I was in absolute awe at the fact that it did not qualify. Dear me, it was quite shocking, quite shocking. Though Greta Salome won Songs for Kepnin, the Icelandic national final, quite convincingly with 40% of the votes. Oh no, not 40. 61% of the votes over Alda Dis Arnsdottir with now, with 38.68% of the vote. So she had a fantastic performance there, Greta, and she did on the final, and I think, well, the semi-final, I wish she was in the final, but the points just didn't come in, and, you know, it was one of the pre-contest favourites, I remember, in 2016, but didn't go anywhere. In the televoting, Iceland's top points was 5 from Finland and Sweden. And in the juries, Iceland managed to get 7 points from San Marino. And there's many other lower domination of points that Iceland managed to get, but it's still quite a shock to me. Not right. But it's one of Eurovision's biggest injustice, in my point of view, injustices. Yes. Anyways, right, welcome to the show, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM with me, Kieran Uri Tuttiot. If you would like to interact with us, then you can tweet us at ESC Showcase, and of course you can like our Facebook page, which is called the Eurovision Showcase. And if you want a request or a dedication, email us escshowcase@gmail.com. Now, we continue in the 2016 Eurovision Song Contest. Now, this managed to qualify out of the first semi-final, and in the grand final, it only came 23rd with 73 points. Now, in the semis, it managed to get 12 points from Bosnia and Herzegovina, and 8 points from Montenegro, its highest domination of points. But it managed to get 12 points from the jury of Croatia, and the Netherlands, sorry. But they managed to get 10 points in the final from Bosnia. But the highest points they managed to get was 8 points in the jury of the grand final. So, yes, I spoiled it just a moment ago. We are going to hear the Croatian entry. So here is Nina Krajic with Lighthouse. This is a bit of a Marmite song, especially if you hear the voice. Bit of a Duffy feel going on. You know, rain on my parade. And all that type of stuff. So here we are, Nina Krajic, Croatia 2016.
Lightning strikes on the sea, breaking waves around me, stormy tides, and I feel my ship capsizing. Out of sight, saving shore, ever gone, evermore. Ropes untied, rain that pours, the waters rising. In devastating times, I keep this hope of mine, even in the darkest night. 'Cause there is a light guiding my way, keeping me safe in ocean's rage. There in the sky, hiding away, never to dying fate. I know that I'll find your
what I might get.
United Kingdom Eurovision entry to the 1995 Eurovision Song Contest. That is Love City Groove with Love City Groove. Coming 10th for the United Kingdom in the Point Theatre in Dublin, Ireland, where I'm going to be going next week. But you don't know about that, yes. So we're going to have a very special show next week while I'm in Dublin. Yes, very excited. The sad thing, though, as I'm going to show you now, is that the Junior Eurovision Song Contest 2018 is taking place next Sunday. Yes, and I'll be mid-flight across the Irish Sea back to Southampton from Dublin. So I won't be, you know, I won't be watching it, which I'm quite sad, but I'll try and watch it on delay more than likely. That's what I'll do. So, yes, let's hear a recap and a short clip of each song taking part in this year's contest. There are 20 songs. It's the biggest contest for the Junior Eurovision ever since its start in 2003. So now let's take a listen to the songs, and I'll tell you what, there are some really good ones out there, so keep your ears peeled. Albania, Albany. Albania. Armenia, Armenie. Australia, Australie. Azerbaijan, Azerbaijan. Belarus, la Belarusie. France, la France. The former Yugoslavian Republic of Macedonia, ex-Republic Yugoslav to the massive one. Georgia, la Géorgie. Ireland, Ireland. Israel, Israel. Italy, Italy. Kazakhstan, Kazakhstan. Malta, Malta. Poland, la Polonia. Portugal, la Portugal. Russia, la Russie. Serbia, la Serbie. The Netherlands, la Pays-Bas. Ukraine, Ukraine. And finally, Wales, Le Pays du Gal. And that is all of the songs of this year's Junior Eurovision Song Contest. I hope you enjoyed that little recap. If you would like to listen to the songs in full, then the official album for the Junior Eurovision Song Contest is out already. So you can listen to it via Spotify and iTunes, Apple Music, etc., etc. Or if you just want to check out the music videos, then obviously you can via the official Junior Eurovision Song Contest channel on YouTube or via juniorEurovision.tv. Now, before we have Rob's random request coming up very soon, let's play a classic song from the back catalogue of the Junior Eurovision Song Contest. So much fun. I hope you enjoyed it, though I'm sure not many of you would know what lovely little Laura is singing about. That was Belgium's junior Eurovision song from the Flemish part of Belgium, sung in Dutch. It is Laura Omloop with Zo Vrij Liefd, which came fourth with 113 points in the 2009 Junior Eurovision Song Contest. And Zo Verliefd, from Dutch into English, means so in love. Yeah. I mean, Rob, as we're going to get into, my husband, just finds the Junior Eurovision Song Contest is just a little bit awkward with kids singing about love. Well, they don't just sing about love. They sing about various bits and bobs. But, yes. Or could it be clickety-clack, like the Netherlands won in 2009? Or about bees, like Georgia did in 2009? Eight, sorry. And the list goes on. So, yeah, it's not all about love. But these guys and girls all have an incredible amount of talent. And particularly Laura, with that song that we just heard, is particularly awesome. Right, now let's move on to our regular part of the show, which is Rob's Random Request. Yes, it's time for Rob's Random Request. And this is a part of the show where my husband Rob gets the two hats out. We have a hat full of little bits of paper that have countries on. And then we have another hat with which also has little bits of paper and they have years on. And we hope to marriage up a random song from the catalogue of hits from the Eurovision Song Contest all the way from 1956 until 2018. So let's find out what we're going to do this week. So we're going to go for the country first. Okay. And the country we're going to do this week is, thank you, Rob, it is Greece. Oh, okay, so we've got quite a few entries to pick this year for Greece. And we've got, well, for the years of Greece, Greece have got lots of entries, that's what I meant to say. Oh, this is good. 2004, yes. So Greece was represented in 2004 by Sakis Rouvas with Shake It, coming third with 252 points. Sakis Rouvas got 12 points from the United Kingdom. Oh, yes. And it is a very up-tempo number, with Rouvas telling his lover that I would trade my life for a night with you, and asking the lover to shake it for him. Rude. The music by Nikos Terasis also features some traditional Greek instrumental instrumentation, oh my goodness me, as well as a heavy dance beat increasing prominent at the contest. Oh, yes, because it sort of ramped up a bit, which was awesome, yes. So, you know, the performance was quite sexualized, shall I say, with Rouvas beginning by dancing with two girls wearing suits. As he sang the line, "My world's on fire," he pulled the red scarf from the trousers of his backing dancers. Later, he removed the suits from the dancers, revealing skimpy gold costumes. And there later returned the favor by tearing his white jacket from him at the start of the final chorus, leaving him wearing a singlet and jeans. Very 2004. Live recordings of the performance featured a loud cheers from the crowd, as well as an audible panting from Rouvas at the end of his athletic dance routine. Now, as Greece not finished in the top 10 at the 2003 contest, the song was performed in the semi-final, and here it was performed 10th on the night. So, it did incredibly well in the charts. It got to number 1 in Greece and Cyprus, and it got to number 32 in the Swedish charts. It managed to win many awards in various contests, including the Aron Music Awards, the Mad Video Music Awards, the Johnny Walker Men of the Year Awards. Yeah, and the World Music Awards in 2005 as the best-selling Greek artist. Well, there's no arguing with that, is there? To say the least. But for Greece, a very respectable result for them, and they were chuffed to bits for coming third. The last time they came third was in 2001, so the joint best results at that time with Antique with Die For You. So in the semi-final, they qualified in third, and in the grand final, they came third. So Greece, in the grand final, got 12 points from Albania, Cyprus, Malta, Romania, and the United Kingdom, respectively. And they got 12 points in the semi-final from Albania, Cyprus, Israel, Malta, Romania, Turkey, and the United Kingdom. So there you go. Interesting stuff. So... And in the grand final of the 2004 Eurovision Song Contest, I'll just mention, the 8 points went to Serbia and Montenegro, which was Zeljko Jeksimović with Lana Moja. 10 points went to Albania, which was the lovely Asia Shahini with The Image of You. And the 12 points obviously went to Cyprus. Lisa Andreas with Stronger Every Minute. So here we go. Here is Sakis Roufas. Shake It. Greece, 2004, Rob's Random Request.
Every time you wanna play, turn me on all the way. Come to me and take the ride. Skin on skin, it's pure delight. Giving me the passion, you're burning my heart. Gonna rock you till you drop. Baby, you're the reason I'm feeling so hot. I want you now. Just can't stop. I would trade my life for a night with you, driven by desire. Make that move on me, stand for you to see that my world's on fire. Shake, 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 mi amor. Push for love, give me some more. Shake, 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 mi amor. Push for love.
It is now time for your Eurovision Showcase news today on Sunday, the 18th of November 2018. The Spanish representative to the 2014 Eurovision Song Contest, Ruth Lorenzo, has revealed that she has submitted some songs to Operación Triunfo 2018, the Spanish national final show. The singer featured on the jury panel at the show's Gala 8 on Wednesday and attended the Eurochat at the OT Academy, where she revealed that she had submitted songs to the final. Ruth Lorenzo represented Spain in 2014, in Copenhagen, Denmark, with her song Dancing in the Rain, placing 10th in the final with 74 points. As I mentioned a little earlier, the album for the Junior Eurovision Song Contest 2018 has been released. You can download it or listen to it via where you get your music from. According to the Israeli broadcaster Kan, there will be tickets released in December to the public to purchase for all shows of the Eurovision Song Contest 2019 in Tel Aviv, Israel. Stand by for more details on Eurovoir.com. There seems to be rumours in Tel Aviv that the authorities in Tel Aviv are considering a tent and caravan spaces near the International Conference Centre as hotel shortages loom. For more details about this story, head over to weeweeblogs.com. Lena, who won the Eurovision Song Contest for Germany in the 2010 contest in Oslo, Norway, has released a brand new single and it's called Thank You. And finally, the United Kingdom singer in 2000, Nikki French, has got a disco diva latest album. It's called Glitter to the Neon Nights and also has her brand new single on it too. Yes, Nikki French has got some real Stock Aitken and Waterman classics going on her latest album. It's pretty spectacular, actually. If you really love the old Stock Aitken and Waterman stuff, then this is right up your street. She really is a unique pop diva. There's no doubting that. And her latest single is called On Your Marks, Get Set, Go Away. And we're going to listen to that in just a few moments, so stay tuned for that. So that is your Eurovision Showcase news. I'm Kieran Aritasiat, and you're listening to Forest FM 92.3 and the Eurovision Showcase.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Hello, this is Magnus Carlsen from Sweden. You're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
Sverige, vi har ett resultat.
I don't want you here, I'm through with you.
So exhausted. I was about to say Nicki Minaj, but it's Nicki French. On your marks, get set, go away. Some pure pop there. Oh, goodness me. With a big slathering of a stinking bishop. Oh, yes. As the Churchill dog would say. Right, now let's move on to some Eurovision classics I want to play for you. With the first one, we're going to the winner of the 1973 Eurovision Song Contest. In the English version, Luxembourg, 1973, Anne-Marie David with Tu Reconnais-toi, but the English version is called Wonderful Dream. I'm sure many of you may know this.
We'd always be true. We grew up all too soon and discovered how little we knew. Would the dream leave the ground? Was the future so sound? You and I, we had a dream to fly. Wonderful dream, beautiful.
You and I, we had a dream to fly.
Mike Moran representing the United Kingdom at the 1977 Eurovision Song Contest on home soil in the Wembley Conference Centre. Yes, that is Rock Bottom. Yes, coming second behind the eventual winners, which was France, Marie Myriam. Oh, yes, Ou les enfants. So, yeah, great song that was too. And a great song representing the United Kingdom. Yes, the 1977 Eurovision Song Contest was delayed by a few weeks due to the cameraman strike, man and women strike, of course, taking place in the BBC at that time. And also Angela Rippon was the host. And you could tell she was quite frustrated around about the contest because, yeah, for various reasons. Anyways, let's move swiftly on to one of my favourite parts of the show. Yes, it's time for Live and Kicking. This is a part of the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM, where we play a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest itself. So we head to Vienna, Austria, and the 2015 Eurovision Song Contest. And this song sang in 8th position in the grand final. And that performance we're going to hear now, it is Serbia 2015, the amazing and powerful woman, that is Bojana Stamenenov, and here is Beauty Never Lies for Serbia.
In a shadowy world lived a dazzling girl, unaware of the light she'd imprisoned inside. Took a million mistakes to lead her to daybreak, but she made
Hi, this is Måns Zelmerlöw from Sweden. You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
War allein und niemand wollte sie. Ich sah sie an und war verliebt in sie. Sie wurde mein, es war so schön wie nie. Die Geige sang mir diese Melodie. Musik klingt in die Welt hinaus, Musik, die meine Geige spielt. Musik hört man in jedem Haus, Musik, die jeder fühlt. Musik klingt in die Welt hinaus, Musik, die meine Geige spielt. Musik macht manches Märchen wahr, Musik. Wunderbar. Sie spielt in Dur, wenn sie die Muse küsst. Und auch in Moll, wenn ihr zum Weinen ist. Ich bleib ihr treu, möchte sie nie verlieren. Will zu ihr stehen. Sie ist ein Teil von mir. Musik klingt in die Welt hinaus, Musik, die meine Geige spielt. Musik hört man in jedem Haus, Musik, die jeder fühlt. Musik klingt in die Welt hinaus, Musik, die meine Geige spielt. Musik macht manches Märchen wahr, Musik so wunderbar. Das Märchen war Musik so wunderbar.
Switzerland in 1990s Eurovision Song Contest. That's Egor Egermann, and I'm going to try and pronounce it from German into English. Musik killed in die Welt hinaus, which means music sounds out into the world. That's Switzerland in 1990 coming 10th, I think. Was it 11th? Something like that. Very close to the top 10 anyways, or if not into the top 10. Now, we're going to go out with our final song, and it's Norway 1982. And we're going to play it for you right now. So I'll say my goodbyes. Take care, guys and girls. Alevidechi, au revoir. Erfiele sein vislat. Dobidzenja. And I'll see you next week. And to play us out, Norway 1982. Here is Jan Teigen and Anita Skorlegan with Adieu. This is a beautiful song, and I hope you enjoy it. Toodaloo!
Si meg, hva betyr adjø? Det bare trist, nå som sårer deg? Tro meg, vi skal ta adjø. Ikke sånn som sist, da jeg gikk fra deg. Jeg vil alltid huske deg som en venn. Om vi aldri mer ses igjen. Vi har våre minner. De vil aldri dø. Nå tiden minne til å si adjø.
betyr at jeg kan det ha verdi om alt forbi. Tro meg, vi skal ta det, vise kjærlighet om vi skilles helt.